We're talking water on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Pleased to be joined in studio by Tom Haglund, Tuolumne Utilities District General Manager, on this weekend show. Mr. Haglund, next thing I want to ask you about is just in regards to that Phoenix Lake project that you kind of mentioned at the end of segment number one. I know that's a project we talked a little bit about in past shows, but if you can kind of give us a little bit of an overview of what's all going to take place out there and what type of timelines you know right now.
Certainly. So the Phoenix Lake Rehabilitation and Restoration Project is a roughly $6 million project that the district received about $4.5 million in total funding for, and grant funding, I should say. And that project seeks to remove silt that has built up in the lake over the last 30 years or so since it was last dredged, in order to do a couple of things. One, we have a much more intricate design planned for the flow of water so that as Power Creek and Sullivan Creek and Chicken Creek send water into the lake, there will be an initial silt forebay that we establish that will hopefully capture and entrap most of the siltation that has otherwise occurred throughout the entirety of the lake. We have that designed so that we can be maintaining that every few years by taking silt out of a much smaller area. Then the other part of the intricate design there is how the water will actually flow through the lake around towards the dam, where we have our intake structure for sending water to the Sonora Water Treatment Plant. And again, the idea is to have more contact time of the water in the lake. It will help to keep the water fresh and clean, reduce turbidity, which is really the floating silt, so to speak, and will greatly improve both the water quality as well as the physical features of Phoenix Lake itself.
What type of timeline are you looking at for that project?
So we just adopted, the board of directors just approved the CEQA, or California Environmental Quality Act document, environmental document for that project a month or so ago. And we are now headlong in the permitting process with the Army Corps of Engineers. So Phoenix Lake is considered a water of the United States, and we need to go through that federal process. And we are anticipating that if everything goes according to plan with the Army Corps, that we should be beginning construction this coming summer.
And then for people who live in that area, what type of construction will they notice? What type of activity?
Excellent question, because we commonly refer to this as a dredging project, but really it's not. What we will do is dewater portions of Phoenix Lake, and we'll send in excavation equipment to remove the silt from the lake bottom. And so what people in that area are going to notice is a lot of construction equipment back and forth, and we've been in contact with the property owners and held some public meetings about how that will proceed so that they have an understanding of what to expect. And of course, we'll be holding more as we get closer to an actual construction date.
I know this project's been talked about for many years and been in the process for a while. Getting through that CEQA process, as you mentioned, is it less stringent for utilities as it would be like a developer, or is it still quite a few hurdles to get over?
CEQA is the same for everybody, and there's quite a few hurdles to get over. You know, one of the issues that we dealt with is the fact that Phoenix Lake and its siltation over time has created wetlands, and that is not only an issue that we addressed in our environmental document, but is one of the more significant issues that we're dealing with through the Army Corps of Engineers, which clearly wants to protect to the greatest extent possible wetlands.
That's obviously a major project. Looking forward, any other big projects for 2018 on TUD's list?
Yes, we have a whole list of them, and I first want to mention that the listeners can always go to www.tudwater.com, and they can see a monthly updated list of all of our capital projects. But a couple that we would highlight that we think are fairly significant is one, the Jamestown Reservoir Project. We are removing and replacing a million-gallon water storage tank, or what we oftentimes will refer to as a reservoir, in Jamestown, up on the hill above Jamestown, and that will be a very dramatic improvement for that area. The current reservoir, I think, dates back to the 1930s or so, and so this new reservoir is going to be a very dramatic improvement. We also are working on a Cuesta Heights water tank consolidation, and we are going to consolidate three existing tanks that have reached the end of their useful life into one much larger tank. It'll provide greater efficiency. It will, I think, over time reduce maintenance costs. We'll be maintaining one tank instead of three, and it will, I think, greatly improve water availability to the area that it will serve. And that it will be about a 600,000-gallon water tank that will be constructed up in the Cuesta Heights area. The other project that's currently underway, we anticipate being finished in the not-too-distant future, is the rehabilitation of the Columbia Clearwell. And a clearwell holds water after it has been treated at the Columbia treatment plant, and that clearwell had also reached a condition where we needed to conduct some very significant rehabilitation, and that should be, as I said, done here in the next couple months. It's going along very, very well, and we look forward to that project being completed.
Sounds like you and the engineers and other staff are staying pretty busy these days.
We are. There is quite a bit. You know, we've talked a lot about water, but we also operate a wastewater treatment facility, and we've been undertaking a study, an analysis of our wastewater treatment plant process. And that study was funded with a grant that the district secured through the State Water Board, and the results of that study should be coming before the Board of Directors in the next month or two. And we are looking forward to some major improvements at the wastewater treatment facility as well.
Projects and improvements, of course, take money. Where are we in the stage of the rate increases that were approved a couple of years ago?
So I believe we've had our third rate increase. The district adopted a five-year rate plan. It was really necessary to largely fund the very significant capital improvement programs that we need to undertake in order to repair and replace, in many cases, aging infrastructure, both on the water side and on the wastewater side. And so in January of this year, we instituted the third year of that particular five-year rate increase, and we have two more years to come. Again, that's largely funding over that five-year period about little north of $19 million in capital projects.
Any other just general goals that we haven't talked about yet for TUD looking ahead to 2018?
Well, the Board of Directors will complete its goal-setting process in mid-March. Each year, they hold a goal-setting process. They establish a policy agenda that sets the direction for staff and for the district for the ensuing calendar year. And we'll be doing that just in time for the identification and establishment adoption of our two-year budget. And I think that is indicated with the capital projects we've discussed, we have an awful lot on our plate, and we're trying to make sure that we're able stewards of the money entrusted to us by our customers, and also that we are taking on the capital needs of the district and providing top quality services.
We're talking about water-related issues and challenges on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Tom Haglund, General Manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.